neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Playing with the Sevivon. What is written on the Sevivon? On the Sevivon, Ferfere, what is written?
Nun
Gimel, Hey, Shin, Chazak Avaro. So we're going to learn this Shabbat that Yaakov Nadav Shalom sent Yehuda to Goshna. Goshna was actually the ghetto, the mahalle, that actually Paro gave to Sarai Menu. So Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda to establish Batei Midrashot, Talmudei Torah, schooling, Hebrew school, and Batei Knesiot. So now one thing that we learn here, that in Judaism, you don't go and build. You have to build before you go. Because if you go with the intention that you're going to create a foundation for learning Torah, never happens, as we see in America, yeah, and all over Europe. So that's a very important lesson, that before he start moving to a strange country, the foundation was established. That's one thing. Another message here is that Goshna is the same gematria as Mashiach. Goshna, Mashiach. Why? Harav Tanchuma brings that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom actually is going to be our Mashiach. How come he's not coming? Because he's not going to show up if people are careless about learning Torah. They don't come to Shiur, they come late, they go early, they don't show up, they're not serious. So Rav Tanchuma brings, Rav Tanchuma brings that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom doesn't show up. Why people, they're very careless about learning Torah. So now, why Mashiach is on the Sevivon? Why? Why is it on the Sevivon? Why? Why? How come the code of Mashiach, Goshna is on the Sevivon? If Sevivon is not turned, would it turn? It wouldn't turn. See, very interesting. In all the 19 Berachot that we recite in our Amidah, we say, Refa'inu. What does Refa'inu mean? Please heal us. Hashivenu. Selach lanu. We're asking Ibn Sholam to bring about Teshuvah, forgiveness. Now, here, there's only one bracha, one blessing. It says, Etzemach David Avdecha Mera Tasmiach V'Rano Tarum B'Shuatecha Ki B'Shuatecha Bivinu Kol Hayom. The only blessing that we don't say you bring, we say we want. The only blessing that we tell Hashem, we want it. It's about the Geulah being coming Mashiach. Why? Because till we don't have the urge that Mashiach would come, like the ferfere that you turn it, because if you don't turn, then it's not going to turn. So that's why the code after Mashiach is on the Sevivon that you have to turn. But if you don't turn it, it's not going to spin. You have to spin it. That's up to us. He wants to come. But if you don't have the urge that Mashiach should come soon, so he says, if they don't want me, I'm going to wait. But Baruch Hashem, it's over with. We want him to come so bad.
Amen.
Bezat Hashem, we'll see. Mashiach Tzidkenu. Bezat Hashem, he's going to reveal himself to Karob. And Bezat Hashem, he's going to be Yeshuot. Besolot Tovot. Amen.
Koil HaNishamote, Halel Ko Halelu Ko, Koil HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli. Koil HaNishamote, Halel Ko Halelu Ko, Koil HaNishamo, Nishomo Sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.